And it looks like we're set to go here. Good luck. Have fun. Nemesis Corporation in red. D-Nix Blicka in a blue. D-Nix Blicka starting out underneath the covered passageway as we follow Boblin now very quickly into the fountain hallway. A lot of action already over in the marketplace as we see D-Nix Blicka taking up position there. DNB, though, now we follow Potlud and Svet, both with LR-300s out. They are joined by facilities. We see our first kill here. It is Daywalker's SR-8 taken down. Impressive. And here comes Nemesis Corporation through the alley. Timbers, Hypnotic, the last man standing. He is cutting down a couple of DNB gamers. Hypnotic now moving forward. And very quickly, just like that, it is a Nemesis Corporation round win 1-0 here. Early on is Nemesis Corporation down early, but they came back to finish off D-Nix Blicka very quickly as we go up to the upper fountain hallway and into the patio courtyard. A lot of these areas will become very well known to you after even one match. Boblin and Facility now coming up as we see Facility going to take his life in his hands. Look down the upper fountain hallway. He's got Nightwalker. Headshot. Down goes Nightwalker, but Ryder's right there to pick off a Boblin. Good job there. Returning fire for Nemesis Corporation. We now follow Potlud and Svet passing. Oh, I'm passing. Yeah, trying to catch up here. Oh, we'll get it. As we throw on the minimap, Hypnotic now passing the T-intersection. Hypnotic, very quick shot, catches Impressive on the wrong end of his G36. Hypnotic and Riders now healing up just off the old alleyway right near the red spawn. Hypnotic dropping weapon, picking up an SR-8 MP5 combo. That is pretty much standard when you carry the SR-8. We very quickly switch over to Potlud. Now Potlud dropping off the patio courtyard, just passing the T-intersection. He's got the LR-300 in hand. He's got about 95 health as well, carrying a med kit, but that does not help when you do not have a teammate there who can take advantage of that. Here he comes through the courtyard alley, looking into the fountain courtyard. Nobody home. Continuing on his way, Potlud now making a way up the stairs, going to be going through the upper fountain hallway. Potlud trying to avoid the last two gamers here for Nemesis Corporation. That is Riders and Hypnotic. Potlud injured. He's down to 70 health and bleeding. He heals himself up as he moves back into the upper fountain hallway, where Riders coming through disposes of him at 2-0 now. Just about 3 minutes gone by here in this first match on UT Kos, and Nemesis Corporation up by two as Nemesis Corporation met with grenades coming over the rooftop here in UT Casa, over to the fountain courtyard sign. Riders cutting down Facility as Boblin and Svet doing a nice job. Nightwalker and Nocturnos cut down. But very quickly, Riders with a double DE kill here. Actually, check that. He had an LR-300 switched to the DE to finish off Impressive to put Nemesis Corporation up 3-0. On the respawn, DNB off the covered passageway spawn once again into the fountain courtyard as an Impressive doing just that. Nice SR-8 shot taken down. Daywalker, Boblin waiting for the grenade to come through the courtyard alleyway. He enters, but it's going to be Hypnotic again with another kill there with his SR-8. Down goes Impressive once again as Riders bleeds to death. Boblin with the attack. Here comes Boblin through the patio courtyard as he's now got his sights set on a Nightwalker. Guns down Nightwalker with the LR-300 over in the patio courtyard. Nocturnos now down the old alley. We fall Boblin around the corner. He's got Nocturnos in his sights, and he is going to punk him, taking him down. DNB, D-Nix Blick getting on the board here. 3-1 is our score. 16 minutes left here in this first match on UT Casa. It is Oswald with you, Radio ITG, www.radioitg.com. That is where we are. This is Clan Base Spring 2005 Cup action. DNB and Nemesis Corporation going at it here as we follow Facility dropping a grenade here on the patio courtyard side of the upper fountain hallway. It does not hit anybody. It's Impressive, though. Gets the SR-8 kill on Daywalker. Nightwalker then cutting down Facility in the upper fountain hallway. Riders coming through the patio courtyard. He is going to cut down Svet as Riders now switching to his DE. He is going to be healed up by Nocturnos underneath the arch foyer. They turn left and go through the hallway into the marketplace, where Impressive and Potlud spammed MP5K by Hypnotic, and that is going to give Hypnotic 6 kills, just 3 behind Riders here for Nemesis Corporation. They lead all scores here. Boblin pulling up a close third with 5 for D-Nix Blicka. As we follow Nimbus's Corporation, we pick it up with Nightwalker over in the Fountain Courtyard. As we see Ryder is coming through the courtyard alley, he's able to drop the HE bottle and catches it down. He goes with Facility right there to pick off Ryder as he came through the courtyard alleyway. As we now follow Potlood over near the T intersection, but it's going to be Nightwalker's SR8 that gets the best of Potlood. Daywalker now leading the attack down the old alleyway. That is going to come around. Nocturnos has Svet in his sights. Svet going down. Nocturnos with the kill. While we were there, Daywalker also pistol whips. Impressive. That is going to leave Facility to fend for himself here. Facility with his LR300 out, taking on Daywalker. Mono Imano here. Who is going to come out on top? Is it going to be D-Nix Blicka pulling within two, or is Nemesis Corporation going to take a 4-point lead here? As we follow Daywalker come down with the MP5K, it is going to be a win for D-Nix Blick. A nice work there by Facility with the LR300, taking down Daywalker. Facility, 48 health left, and D-Nix Blick pulling within two. 4-2 our score here, just inside of 14 minutes to go here on UT Casa. We pick it up with D-Nix Blicka. Patio courtyard once again. Here comes Facility up into the upper fountain hallway, dropping a grenade over on the balcony area. That is going to be returned by Nightwalker, coming through with the MP5K. He's retreating. Bullet to the head. Facility gunning him down. Nice work there by DNB to maintain control of this round. They don't have anybody down. Nemesis Corporation already down. 1 minute 19 left in this round. Hypnotic and Riders over on the patio, just off the upper fountain hallway on the fountain side of the level. Riders cut down by Boblin. Check that. Riders cutting down Boblin. Let me put it that way. As we go back into the patio courtyard, two-pronged attack here for Nemesis does not pay off. On one side, Hypnotic, though, getting the best of Facility. We go mano a mano again. It is Svet and Hypnotic into the patio courtyard. And once again, D&B coming out on top. D-Nix Blick cutting down Hypnotic. Nice work there by Svet, otherwise known as Festus. 4-3 our score here. Nemesis Corporation has lost the last two rounds. As D&B doing a good job here to stay close. That is the name of the game here, especially in the first round. You need to stay close as Boblin cutting down Nightwalker to get things going here early on in round 8. Nice work by D&B as we follow Boblin and Svet, along with Potlood over in the Fountain Courtyard. They maintain their position right there, coming through the Market Square Alley. That was Nemesis Corporation, Nocturnos, and Hypnotic as they are healed by Daywalker. Nocturnos readying up the SR8. He's got it trained down the archway. Here he comes once again. Nocturnos looking down, taking aim. Daywalker slowing down a Boblin. And it looks like we are going to have a timeout here at the end of this round. As actually, we may skip that. Impressive, looks like Impressive dropped. He is back in the game. That's the reason for the potential stoppage. We still may have that here as Riders cut down Svet of D&B, and they are down to Potlood. Potlood under heavy attack. He's got the M4 up, but Hypnotic right there gunning him down over in the courtyard alleyway. As a Facility, as I said, it did go AFK for just a moment, and he admits his connection does suck. We should be set to go here in just 1 minute. 5-3 is our score here. Nemesis Corporation getting back on track here. 5-3. They are up by 2 with 11 minutes 40 seconds remaining. Good luck. Have fun. We will resume gameplay here in just about 2 seconds. And there we go. We are back in the match. Our leading scorers, Ryder with 13 for Nemesis Corporation. Facility and Svet both tied with 7 for D-Nix Blicka. GTV is up and running courtesy of Fro Servers. Go to www.radioitg.com for the server address and check out all the action as we pick it up with Nightwalker. He's up on the patio just above the Fountain Courtyard. He's got the SR8 down. He also has a hand grenade as he launches that over the roof. Not where it's supposed to go, but hey, what the hell? It is urban terror, right? We all know that exploit here in UT Casa. Many people use it to their advantage. Hypnotics and Nocturnos up on the bridge, gunning down towards the T-intersection. His Facility is going to cut down Riders. So Nemesis Corporation down there, top gunner here. Riders cut down by Facility as Hypnotic and Nocturnos return back into the Fountain Courtyard, and they make their way back over to the marketplace. Picking up the action here with D&B, D-Nix Blicka over in the patio courtyard. Once again, it is Svet Potlud. It is actually the entire team of D&B passing the T intersection. A couple of pot shots there from Nemesis Corporation. None of them hitting, as it looks like D&B trying to ready an attack here, possibly down the alley. Timbers, as we see Facility coming up. Now, Facility is injured. He was hit, I believe, in the foot. Facility now under heavy attack. Here comes Daywalker. It's going to be Potlud giving the lead enema from his in forward. Daywalker dropping and killed. Nocturnos now coming through the T intersection. He is under attack. Hypnotic cutting down. Impressive. Again, another attack there through the alley. Timbers, it is turned away by D&B. D-Nix Blicka once again. Facility doing a good job there. He gets a couple more kills. He has 8 kills in the match. 5-4 is our score here. Start the round with a team kill. Daywalker cutting down Hypnotic. That is a dope. We don't want that to happen. As we now follow Nightwalker coming through the patio courtyard, dropping a grenade in the direction of Boblin. But Boblin up on the patio, or excuse me, up on. Yeah. He's over in the patio courtyard. As that grenade fell short, Facility, though, cutting down a Nightwalker. And coming through, Riders getting the headshot. Facility is right there healing up a teammate just at the top of the stairs on the patio side of the upper fountain hallway. Facility and Svet looking in at the fountain courtyard, and here comes Boblin through down the ramp. He goes nice little bunny hop there up onto the bridge. He's going to take aim into the marketplace. Great work by Boblin. Nocturnos falling. Daywalker up on the marketplace patio. He is under heavy attack. He's trying to turn those attacks away, but is going to be Boblin from behind. And that is your first flawless victory right there, as D&B taking it to Nemesis Corporation. We are tied up 5 apiece here. Just about 8.5 minutes to go here in this first match. 5-5 our score. Nemesis Corporation in red. D-Nix Blicka in blue. As we follow D-Nix Blicka out of the spawn facility, and Boblin holding down that courtyard alleyway that transverses the building into the patio courtyard. Riders, though, cutting down Boblin again. Riders coming through with the LR-300 into the courtyard alleyway. He gets out there unscathed. Riders going to try it again. LR-300 out looking through. Nobody there for D&B. We see they have actually moved positions here in the map as they are now over in the patio courtyard. Great teamwork there by D&B staying together as Hypnotic coming. Nice wall jump over the bridge. Great kill on Potlud. Amazing how he did that right over the bridge in midair. Little 360 headshot. And he goes down. Svet back-to-back kills here, gunning down Riders and Daywalkers, but Nocturnos puts an end to that. Svet falling prey to the MP5K spam that is from, as I said, Nocturnos. So it is a 3-on-1 here. Facility, if anybody has a chance for D&B, it is Facility. Just over near the old alley spawn, looking down the T intersection. He's got Nocturnos in his sights, but Nocturnos scoped in with his SR8. Facility turning the corner here down the alley. Timbers, he's going to come out over in the marketplace. He meets with a little resistance up on the bridge. That was Hypnotic, but Facility cutting him down at the knees with the LR-300. Facility about 40% health. Another gamer coming through. That is Nightwalker. Nightwalker also meets his death. Facility doing a good job, and he is even the score here. 1-on-1. We do battle over in the marketplace. It is going to be Facility with back-to-back-to-back kills, and that is going to be the first lead of the game here for D&B. They go up 6-5. With just about 6:40 to go here in this match. 6-5, D-Nix Blicka on top here for the first time in the game. Facility, 13 kills there for D&B. Riders with 15 for Nemesis Corporation. We follow Nemesis out of the patio courtyard. Some grenade action there. Chases Hypnotic back into the patio courtyard out of the hallway as Facility. Playing catch. Nightwalkers with a bullet. Facility getting yet another kill. Riders trying to come through that alleyway again. Decides to go up the stairs and look down that upper fountain hallway where we see one dead body there. And calling for help is Facility up on the patio. The upper fountain hallway. Is he going to get it? Yes, he will. And he is going to be obliged by his teammate there. That is Svet. Svet healing him up on the patio. And down he goes once again. That is Facility holding down the entrance to that courtyard alley, separating the patio courtyard and the fountain courtyard. Hypnotic and Daywalker, along with Nocturnos and Riders up there. Riders going down the upper fountain hallway. He's going to try to get the drop on D&B. He's not able to do so. S facility holding down that patio area on the upper fountain hallway. Daywalker with the SR8 out. Back and forth he goes, that little yo-yo motion. Who's going to be faster on the triggers? Right in our LR300 out there. He goes down the hallway. DMB facility dying. Coming around the corner, up on the patio. That is Sped. He gets Daywalker, but Nocturno's cutting down. Boblin, two-on-one headshot. Down he goes, Sped. Decapitated Nocturnos with a nice DE shot. The rider's in a bit of trouble. He does have the SR8. A great shot. Gunning down. Impressive from the patio up on the upper fountain hallway. Rider's, though, with only about 10% health. All you have to do is breathe on him. He is going to die. And there it is. Rider's taking down Potlood, who for some reason just waiting on the patio. Upper fountain hallway. He is cut down. We are tied once again. 6-6 our score here. Just inside of 5 minutes, we follow Nemesis Corporation out of the covered passageway into the fountain courtyard. You hear the fountain so serenely there in the background. Ryder now coming through the courtyard alleyway. He's going to be cut into as he actually drops the nade and explodes on himself. Don't you hate it when you explode on yourself? Hypnotic, though, getting back in, taking down Potlood and Daywalker's Exploding Monkey, caught by Impressive, which was very unimpressive. Unimpressive and unlucky for him. Facility also cut down. Nocturnos doing a mighty fine job there. Nightwalker coming up. He is going to get your last kill here. Svet on the stairs over in the patio courtyard. 7-6. Nemesis Corporation taking the last two to go up by one mark here. 7-6 our score. 4 minutes to go in this match. We'll take a break after this match and get to the action on UT Turnpike as we follow Nemesis Corporation once again out of the covered passageway. Hypnotic's Exploding Monkey, again impressive, barbecued by that grenade. Going down the upper fountain hallway into the patio courtyard. Here we go. It is Boblin. Nocturnos MP5K spam down. He goes coming through very quickly with his riders, but Boblin right there to get the kill. Nightwalker from the upper fountain hallway. He's able to cut down Boblin and Nightwalker right there. Another headshot. Down goes Svet. That is twice Svet has been decapitated here in three rounds. Svet, get your game on, buddy. Bring your A game. Svet not having a bad game. 12 kills, 11 deaths. He's sitting in the number three slot there for DMB. Riders with 17. Hypnotic with 13. Nocturnos with 8 for Nemesis Corporation. Score 8-6. Time remaining in this match. 3 minutes to go here. Riders and Hypnotic now coming down the alley timbers. One of those moves you rarely see in this game. You don't charge the alley timbers all that much. Daywalker getting the first kill. That is MP5K. On Impressive, he falls a victim once again. Impressive, very unimpressive today. One kill for him. Actually, I take that back. He may have had more. I forgot he dropped. Into the fountain courtyard we go. Svet getting the LR300 kill on Nightwalker. And here comes Nemesis Corporation raiding the fountain courtyard, chased away. That was Facility and a Potlood. Facility calling for a medic here. He is not going to get it up the stairs. Comes Daywalker, cut down Hypnotic, doing a number on Facility and a Potlood. He gets the final two kills. Down goes D-Nix Blicka, and they are now down by 3. 9-6 our score here. Just about 2 minutes to go in the match. Nemesis Corporation in red. D-Nix Blicka in blue, and right now it is Nemesis Corporation on a 3-0 run here in about the last 3 minutes. As we see Nightwalker and Hypnotic Fountain Courtyard, here they come through the patio courtyard alleyway. They got Boblin in their sights. Boblin battling back, but he's going to be cut off at the knees. Ryder with the kill. Down the stairs he comes. Another great kill there by Ryder. Svet finished off, and Nemesis Corporation just too much here in the last couple of minutes for D-Nix Blicka. They're going to have to stop this. As we see, Impressive has gone 9-9-9. Once again, we may have a stoppage in play after this round, but Impressive hurting his team right now, and not much you can do when your connection gives out. So we have a 5-on-4 here in favor of Nemesis Corporation, and here they come once again going through the Market Square Alley. You hear the M4 in the background. That M4, courtesy of Potlood, who cuts down Nocturnos. As Nightwalker and Hypnotic heal each other up just inside the Market Square alleyway, shooting down the alley timbers. Potlood, another kill there, but he is killed by Riders once again. So Riders retreating again, and we will be paused here just at the end of this round. Impressive is back. A nice grenade there. Riders dropping the grenade on Facility, dropping off and underneath the bridge. Nice run by their Hypnotic, finishing off Svet once again, 11-6, as we are paused once again by our admin Takra. Again, impressive, dropping out of the server, still having connection issues. As I said, he's had a tough game here. 11-6 is our score. We have just inside, well, we have 58 seconds left based on the clock I'm looking at. 58 seconds left in this round, and it looks like this first round is going to go to Nemesis Corporation. They were rattled off the last four in a row. Check that, make that five in a row. We were tied at six apiece, and the Nemesis Corporation goes on their little 5-0 run here, making the score 11-6. We are back live here in the server. Nemesis Corporation with that last victory. Riders having an outstanding game. 24 kills, 10 deaths, almost a 2-to-1 rate, just over a 2-to-1 ratio for him. Nocturnos rushing through the patio courtyard. He is under attack. Riders coming through to help him out up on the balcony. That is Boblin, Svet, and Facility doing a great job gunning down Riders. And I believe that was Nocturnos. Yes, it was. Svet getting in the game too. Nightwalker going down, but Hypnotic left standing, finishing off Facility and Svet. As now he has two gamers. He's got Potlude and Impressive to finish off here for DMB. 2-on-1 here. 14 seconds, so this could be the final round. We see Potlude coming around. There we go. 2-on-1 just off the stairs, and it's going to be a victory here for D-Nix Blicka. They're going to take the second-to-last round. 11-7 is our score. We will have one more round here, and this round somewhat detrimental to DMB going into the break. It would be good to close that gap to 3 points. 11-7 is our score. A minute 45 left in this round. A grenade being dropped there by Nemesis Corporation through the courtyard alleyway into the patio courtyard. Another grenade, couple of grenades coming through the T intersection. Nobody there for DMB. Facility and Svet doing a great job. Again, Nightwalker and Riders falling prey to them. As Nocturnos, with the exploding monkey on Svet, Boblin, though, answering the call. Daywalker's falling, so good job here. 1-on-1. It is impressive, and Nocturnos, who is going to come out on top over the patio courtyard? Nocturnos bleeding, and he goes down. Impressive with the DE kill, and that is going to do it here for the first round. 11-8 is our score. We're going to step away, take a break, come back in just about 2 minutes. It's Oswald. You're inside the game. We're coming right back.
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theories that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game to provide you with live esports coverage. You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to, well, games. So keep it here.
You guys are doo-doo heads.
Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike.
Turn this car around if you do not shut up!
Quake 3 and Counter-Strike. And a whole lot more. This is the all-new family-oriented radio.
And welcome back. It is Oswald here. Between rounds, very quickly, 11-8 is our score here. Before we drop back into the servers, top gamers there from the first round. Top gamers for Nemesis Corporation, it was Riders, 24 kills, 12 deaths, Hypnotic with 20, Nocturnos 10, Daywalker, Nightwalker both with 9, and Elfo never got in the game, the sub. For DMB, Facility 17 kills, Fett 16, Boblin with 15, Potlude 12, and Impressive only showing 1, but he did drop numerous times. So there is your score at the break. 11-8. We're going to be back into the action here in just a moment. It's Oswald. You're on Inside the Game. We're coming right back. And as you can hear, we are back inside the game. Good luck and have fun being exchanged here on the server. As we get ready to start the action once again, see how this plays out here. A very different map than UT Casa, that is for sure. As we call up UT Turnpike now, a Shoutcast map. Very, very quick map compared to what we had before as we are back in the game here. Action starting very quickly inside the office building once again. DMB coming out of the subway. We see Night Rocker and Riders doing a job here on D-Nix Blick. That was Boblin, Potlude, and Svet all lot dying at the hands of Nemesis Corporation. We now quickly switch to the rear, the north parking lot. As we just pick up Impressive being very unimpressive, again, he goes down very quickly, spawning over in the McCain Supply Yard. That is Nemesis Corporation. Through the main door they go very quickly. It is Hypnotic trying to get to the subway. Daywalker, though, doing a good job on Impressive, killing him. Svet with an LR-300 kill on Nightwalker over near the subway station. Inside the subway we go, and it is Daywalker bleeding out. Facility here. So once again, Nemesis Corporation already up 3-0 here to start this round. As we go down the alley under the train tracks, a whole lot of action taking place. Nemesis Corporation on a majority of those gunshots. Elfo cutting down Svet. Once again, he was calling for a medic just off of William Street, not able to get any help there. It looks like Blue DMB has called a timeout here at the end of the round. Not really sure why. Looks like Impressive again having more connection issues. And another victory there for Nemesis Corporation. Score already, and we're not even 3 minutes in, gang. 4-0. That's right, 4-0 in favor of Nemesis Corporation. As we watch the action here very quickly. Still time out here for the Blue Squad for DMB. And they are in a bit of trouble as Nemesis Corporation, as I said, has rattled off 4 rounds in a row here to start the action on UT Turnpike. Not what you want to happen, especially coming off the last 2 round wins in the previous map on UT Casa. They had closed the gap here, but that gap reopened once again. Difference of 7 right now separating these two. Going to see what happens here. We are still paused. Nightwalker bringing his A game, as is Riders. 7 kills for Nightwalker, 4 for Riders. And we are still paused here in the game. Remember, you can catch this game again if you missed it live. www.radioitg.com. You can download it courtesy of filecloud.com. GTV today provided by Fro Servers. I do want to thank Preet and Joe for their services here. Something that I know many gamers like to have, GTV up and running with the Shoutcast. And that is what we have today. Glad you could be part of the action here. Action getting ready to start once again, and here we go. Nemesis Corporation spawning in the north parking lot. We follow Hypnotic just off the subway parking lot, the metro station parking lot. Here comes DMB down the alleyway. They take up position in the parking lot, coming through into the north parking lot. DMB facility getting the kill on Daywalker, but not before Daywalker had dropped Potlude. Hypnotic under heavy attack, but His teammates, Ryder and Nightwalker, coming all the way around, able to cut down Svet and Facility for yet another Nemesis Corporation victory. As we follow DMB in blue, here they come through the north parking lot entrance into the office building, passing the main entrance. They hook up near the restrooms with Alpha and Riders, and again, Riders two back-to-back kills there. Actually, check that. Make that three kills. HE grenade, LR-300, and a DE kill to finish things off on Facility. Daywalker getting the action here as well. Hypnotic unloading his MP5K. Not able to hit anything, and it's going to be Nightwalker cutting down Potlude for a flawless victory here for Nemesis Corporation. 6-0 now, and this game is getting out of hand very quickly as we have 16 minutes, 35 seconds, and counting. As we go inside the office building once again, from the alley entrance, here comes Nemesis Corporation from the secretary desk. Or shall I say, from the reception entrance comes DMB just passing the restrooms at his facility, reloading the LR-300, and Hypnotic blown up by Ryder's grenades. Svet now coming around the south parking lot. He is taken out by Nightwalker's HE grenade, and Nightwalker is going to get the final kill on Facility. 7-0 here. I don't want to say it's over, but it's pretty much looking that way as Nemesis Corporation can do no wrong here in the first, like I said, 5 minutes of this match, and it is already out of control, 7-0. Nightwalker back-to-back kills on a Potlude and Facility very quickly here, just about 30 seconds into this match. As we pick it up with Hypnotic passing the lavatory, passing the main entrance, down the back hallway he goes toward that north parking lot door. He's got Svet in his sights. Svet hits him in the right arm, left arm, Kevlar vest, and it's going to be Svet with the kill. Nice work by Svet to get on the board there for D-Nix Blicka. They finally get on the board after 5 minutes, 7-1, and we are paused once again. Another pause in the action here. And with that pause, we're going to sneak away here for just a quick sounder. We'll be right back.
5,000 spots of pure Shoutcast power. This is Radio IDG.
And welcome back. Oswald here with you inside the game. Clan Base Fall 2005 Cup action today. Debuting here on Inside the Game, it is Nemesis Corporation and D-Nix Blicka, and right now D&B having all sorts of connection issues. They are already down 7-1 here in this match. And it looks like we are waiting for a couple of reboots here as D&B having some bad luck here on UT Turnpike. As I said, Impressive had a couple of connection issues early on UT Casa. And I'm not going to say it really cost him the game. They did go down 5-4 a couple of times early on when he went 999. But right now, it is the skills, the shots, basically everything Nemesis Corporation is doing is helping their cause. They are up 7-1 here. Nightwalker leading all scores, 14 kills, 3 deaths. Riders, 8 kills, 1 death. And when you have numbers like that, pretty hard not to win the match. So we see somebody else dropping off the match here, so I'm not sure what's happening. We may have the end of the match. I'm not quite sure. No, it doesn't look like anybody's quitting from what I am being told here, so we're going to stay live with it here and see what happens. As we do have a couple of gamers short here for D&B, they only have 3 players in the server. Waiting for Impressive and a Svet to come back in the game here. And right now, 7-1, it's going to be a big lead to overcome. Not say it's insurmountable because it can be done. We have seen it done in the past. But like I said, they're down 6 in this round, 3 in the previous. So they're down total of 9. That means they're going to have to basically pick up 2 wins for every round they give up. Unlikely, but still possible with 15.5 left to go here on the second map. This is UT Turnpike. You are tuned in, listening to Urban Terror. Check out the latest news and information, urbanterror.net. Whole lot of action happening, not only in the realm of Quake 3, but the future of Urban Terror. as seen through the eyes of the development team. Check out all the action, www.urbanterror.net. Find out what is going on. Remember, we will debut Urban Radio this Saturday. Looking forward to that. 21 CET, 12 o'clock Pacific for those in North America. Check out all that action. So now we're down one gamer here. One gamer, that's who we are missing right now. Still no word from him. And once he is in the game, we hopefully will get this thing started once again. There is Fett. He is just connected to the server once again. So we have a couple of changes here, and I believe Impressive has changed his name to B. Yes, a B. As in, I be having connection issues. So we're set to go here once again. Score 7-1 as I reset the table here. So what has happened? 7-1, six in a row rattled off here by Nemesis Corporation to start the match. We pick it up with Nemesis Corporation out of the north parking lot spawn into the company park very quickly. DMBB cut down facility. The returning fire cutting down Hypnotic and Panzer. Panzer a substitute here in these later rounds. As we switch back inside, passing the main entrance. A lot of action taking place as we move down the back hallway. Svet getting the final kill there on Nightwalker. Hypnotic giving us the please. 7-2 our score here. Nemesis Corporation still up by a mighty margin. 5 points here in this match. As we see Hypnotic out near the company park facility, taking a bunch of rounds to the head. Down he goes. Near the blue van, coming out of the side door. That was Potloot. He is going to cut down Hypnotic. Torn asunder with the AK-103. DMB, though, reborn here, doing a nice job. Daywalker, though, dropping in and getting the headshot on Boblin as Potloot finished off there by Alpha. Some good action there from Nemesis Corporation to come from behind and take that round win. 8-2 our score, 14 minutes exactly remaining. Hypnotic hit by a grenade over in the company park. DMB trying to come through the subway, the metro station, as we follow B just off the east entrance there. He's got one of his team members, two of his team members coming through. Up the stairs we go. That is Svet. Svet is going to be cut down by the AK-103 from Panzer. Panzer, a late add to this round. He is in the game. He has already dropped one body. Coming back through the main entrance, that is Potloot. He's got the HE grenade out. Oh, and he explodes just off the secretary, off the reception desk. Over near the blue van, it is one-on-one facility with a nice headshot to Daywalker with the DE. He is down to about 20 health. Whips out the LR-300, and he is going to go in at that side entrance. As we follow facility, around the south parking lot, out onto William Street, he goes. It is a two-on-one here, Hypnotic and a Panzer for Nemesis Corporation, still alive. DMB could help their cause here by winning this round. That'll put them down five with just about 13 minutes to go. DMB moving forward onto William Street, just behind the SUV. He is going to enter the main entrance to the office building. Turns right, coming up on the reception desk. Walking very quietly, very slow up the stairs. He is going to go to the second story window. Nobody home there for Nemesis Corporation. As we switch to the minimap, we do see Nemesis Corporation coming through the subway station. We're going to go with them live here in just a minute. There we are. Out the exit we go. Facility cut down. Panzer, nice shot there with the LR-300. He's going to take him. Last of the gamer down, I believe that was. Yes, he did cut him down. That is going to do it. 8-3 there. So nice work by Facility to pick up a win for his clan. Facility getting on board here early in this round as well. One kill with the HE, another with his LR-300. Facility doing a good job here. He's got a couple of gamers with him from DMB. Down the back hallway we go. And it is going to be another DMB victory. Daywalker on his heels there. He has cut down once again Hypnotic and company from a Nemesis Corporation coming out of the McCain Supplier. Do we keep it with Hypnotic around the south parking lot, into the company park, into the side entrance? Nobody there. We see some action coming through the Metro Station. And in the Metro Station, we go Elfo and Hypnotic taking down B and Facility. But right there, Svet. Oh, Svet cut down just as he finished off. I believe that was Hypnotic. Yes, it was. So we have a 2-on-1 here in favor of Nemesis Corporation. 8-4 is our score. Potlude, great AK-103 shot, tears Nightwalker asunder as Potlude just coming off the main entrance, reloading that AK-103, running it down the back hallway there. Potlude readying an HE grenade. He is going to come through, toss it over in the reception area. Nobody there for Nemesis Corporation. Panzer has backed off, coming through the north entrance, and that is going to be Potlude finishing off Panzer, tearing him asunder just off the north parking lot entrance. Great work by Potlude and DMB. They've drawn it within three now. 8-5 is our score. DMB, since those connection issues, have come back strong as Alpha with the HE grenade taking down Boblin. Company Park area, Hypnotic and Nightwalker entering the Metro Station. Potlude finishing off Alpha. Hypnotic now leading the charge through the Metro Station parking lot into the north parking lot and all the way through. Going to look down that alley from the alley parking lot. Hypnotic looking down, passing under the train tracks. And he is getting ready to open up the side alley entrance doors as he does, looking back towards the main entrance. Nobody there, but just off the back hallway, that is B for DMB. Hypnotic finishes him off. He's met by Svet, but Hypnotic finishes him off as well with the LR-300. That is going to leave one gamer. That is Potlude, not fast enough on the trigger for Hypnotic, who finishes him off. 9-5 our score. We've hit the halfway mark. 9:45 and counting left to go in this match. Down by 4 in this round. DMB trying to battle back here. Daywalker gets the first kill on a Potlude. Let's see how things happen here in this, the 15th round. Hypnotic killing Svet, but right there to finish off Hypnotic was a Facility. So hanging it tough is DMB as we see Facility join up with B inside the Metro Station. Action, some good action so far coming through that north Metro Station parking lot was Elfo. He is going to be cut off again by DMB. D-Nix Blicka now down by 3, 9-6 inside the back hallway to the office building. We go. Nightwalker's grenade connects with Facility. So DMB already down one player. Check that. Make that two players now. B and Facility. 3, Nightwalker, another LR-300 kill. Potlude and Boblin in a bit of trouble there, but it's going to be Boblin with the LR-300 opening up, but Nightwalker finishing him off as they were healing. Potlude and Boblin healing in the back hallway, not able to turn their triggers fast enough and kill a Nightwalker, who finishes things off here. The last three kills of the round. 8:25 to go. 10-6. Company Park we go in a flurry of action. See bodies all across the ground, and it is a complete mess in the Company Park. Left standing right now, Svet and Boblin. Elfo cutting down Svet, and Elfo getting a nice DE kill there on Boblin to finish things off for Nemesis Corporation. So Nemesis Corporation looking like they're toying with DMB right now. 11-6 are scored. 7:53 to go. DMB in blue, Nemesis Corporation in red. As we go out to the Company Park, Hypnotic dropping off the blue van, checking inside the Metro Station. A couple of grenades going off there. Daywalker entering with Hypnotic. Facility doing a nice job killing Daywalker, but Hypnotic right there with the LR-300 inside the Metro Station to finish him off. Panzer now joining his clanmate Hypnotic inside the Metro Station as we see the train go by. As we now move past the blue van, out the side entrance coming at DMB B. He is cut off at the knees again. Hypnotic with the kill, but Boblin right there to finish off Hypnotic with the LR-300, getting another point for DMB. The score now 11-7 as we follow Facility down the alleyway from south to north, coming out in that north parking lot, just passing the Jeep, lets a grenade fly into the Metro Station parking lot. Nobody there is Boblin now opening up the roll-up doors on the back loading docks. Here comes Nemesis Corporation coming down the alleyway. That is Elfo and Nightwalker. Daywalker doing a good job cutting off Facility down. He goes, he is dead. Nightwalker in a bit of trouble, but Elfo right there to pick things up. And Elfo and Hypnotic doing a number on a Potluda bobbling Facility and Sweat. Panzer getting in there with a G36 kill on Facility. Score now 12-7, 6:25 and counting. And right now, D&B down to her last breath here. They are going to have to turn things on here and get a streak going, but that's going to be difficult because Daywalker and Hypnotic coming out strong to start this round. Both getting two kills. Daywalker getting the third and final kill on B. That is going to do it 13-7, and that may do it here for this match. As on Nimbus Corporation, now up by a total of 9 points. 6 in this round, 3 from the previous round on UT Casa. And Nemesis Corporation, a commanding lead as they control UT Turnpike right now. Where with Panzer, who is limping, finally heals himself, got about 30 health, coming through the North Metro Station doors, and he's cut off at the pass. Nice work there by Boblin. Gets a point for his clan, but maybe too little, too late. A great SRA kill coming around the corner. That was B all the way down the alley, cutting off Hypnotic. Potlude and B now as Panzer gets back-to-back kills on a Facility and Sweat. The two top gamers here for D&B here in the match today. As we follow B, Potlude right near the entrance to the lavatories, the bathrooms. Daywalker cutting off Potlude. Was he taking a dump? He may have been. I don't know. Daywalker, Panzer over near the reception area. Coming through the side entrance door. Here comes B of D-Nix Blicka. He gets 1 of 2. Able to cut down Daywalker, but Panzer finishing him off with the LR-300 just inside of 5 minutes. Now 14-8 is our score. As Nightwalker slowed down again by another SR-8 round B from D-Nix Blicka. Doing a good job here. Nemesis mounting up the attack here from the north side of the Ality Facility. Come through. Daywalker winning on the back side of the wall here. Daywalker spammed with no mercy by B from a D-Nix Blicka. Potlude and Svet now coming down the alley. They got Hypnotic in their sights. Hypnotic very quickly through the north parking lot. Opens up the door and waits around the corner for Svet. And Svet with the kill on Hypnotic. Nice work by Svet as Hypnotic drops a retard here in the server and then gives us a smile. 14-9, our score, 4 minutes to go here in this match. And right now, Nemesis Corporation still holding a commanding lead here. And it looks like they are going to cruise to victory here in this first round of Clan Base Fall 2005 Open Cup action. As we see Potlude with another AK-103 kill, Hypnotic falling. Daywalker doing a good job. Here comes Alpha down William Street into the alley. He goes. Looks like he is going to open up the door to the alley. He does. Moves inside the main office building, passing the entrance on his way to the reception area. Ain't nobody there for DMB. As we do see a couple of members from DMB inside the metro station. That is B coming out the east entrance. He is under attack. Moves back in, and he is going to be shot down. That shiny bullet of Elfo's LR-300 doing the talking. Down he goes. 15-9. Our score once again. Nemesis Corporation all over D-Nix Blicka here in the second round. 15-9. As we hit the 3-minute mark here in the match, a headshot. Hypnotic cutting down Boblin. Hypnotic now coming through the north parking lot, passing the Jeep. Here comes Alpha entering the north hallway, moving north to south, just passing the main entrance. As we see B spamming and killing a Nightwalker with the MP5K once again over in the company park. As we're going to switch to B up on the second level, taking shots with the SR-8. He is under attack, and that is going to be Elfo coming up the stairs with the LR-300. B never have a chance. SR-8 is not a close-quarter combat weapon. Figure that out. That is why we give you 2 weapons to use. B, though, coming back strong here in this round. Starts the things off with an SR-8 kill on Hypnotic. Nightwalker, big grenade finishing off B, who was scoped in looking down the alleyway toward William Street. Daywalker, Panzer, and Nightwalker now coming just off the side stairs there underneath the alleyway once again. The three of them continue on. Potlude finishing off Nightwalker, who bled to death. It's a 3-on-2, I believe. I'll actually make that 3-on-1 now. Looks like D&B has the numbers here. They are chasing down chasing down the last Nemesis Corporation gamer. That is Panzer, who is finally cut down just around the corner of the alley parking lot and William Street. 16-10, our score. DMB hanging tough, but it's too little, too late. Nightwalker with an HE kill on Boblin coming through the alleyway, then follows that up with a nice LR-300 kill. Hypnotic getting in the action, as is Panzer, as DMB B finishes off Nightwalker. So B doing a good job here. Readies up a grenade, tossing it down onto William Street. The grenade explodes. He turns tail, runs all the way back to the north parking lot. Daywalker coming out of the metro station. B passes him. Daywalker turns around, pops a cap in his ass, and down he goes, 17-10, with 60 seconds on the clock to go. And this should probably have two more rounds left here. Nightwalker coming out strong once again. Svet, B, and Facility all dropped. Panzer around the south parking lot, out onto William Street once again. Hypnotic dropping off the second story window. Panzer right there to heal him up, as is Nightwalker. They heal up Potlu, the last gamer, and oddly enough, the top gamer here for DMB here in this round, 22 kills as he retreats around the corner. 3-on-1, he is outmanned, outgunned, and down he goes. Panzer gets the kill here to finish things off for Nemesis Corporation, 18-10 with 20 ticks left on the clock. This should be the final round as we follow B now just inside the back hallway. He is going to be cut down. B, Hypnotic finishing him off with the LR-300. Hypnotic and Daywalker now enter the office building, the porn offices of Silicon Ice Development. Grenade being dropped near the main entrance. That was, I believe that was Panzer dropping too. Potlude coming around the corner into the back hallway. He is cut down, headshot by Hypnotic. He follows it up, killing Svet. And that is going to be it right there. Congratulations to Nemesis Corporation. 18-11 is the final score. We're going to step away, come back, recap things. It's Oswald. You are inside the game.
And let's see, who wants wheat off the air?
Dude, I know nobody wants
this. Who wants wheat off the air? Off the air.
I don't want wheat off the air.
That means I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new radio.
And welcome back. It is Oswald here. The post-game wrap-up brought to you by ActOfWar.de for all your online gaming needs. ActOfWar.de is where you go. Act of War also sponsors the Warriors of the game today. Nemesis Corporation outlasting D-Nix Blicka here. Round one action. Final score 29-19. Recapping each level. 11-8 on UT Casa in favor of Nemesis Corporation. And in that second match up on UT Turnpike, Nemesis Corporation just too much, 18-11. There is your final score, 29-19. In our Act of War, Warriors of the game today for the winning clan and Nemesis Corporation. Facility, two great rounds by, check that, I got those backwards. Hypnotic for Nemesis Corporation, 28 kills in the second round, along with 20 in the first round. Great work by Hypnotic. And for DMB, it is going to be Facility. Through all the connection issues, Facility had two great rounds, and that is going to do it today. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. It is Oswald here. Remember, we do have more clan-based action coming your way. Hopefully you will tune in. I do want to thank Takra or Admin today for this clan-based Fall 2005 Cup match, and also Preet and Joe of Fro Servers providing the GTV coverage for the Open Cup. For Inside the Game, I'm Oswald. We will see you next time. Have a good one.